Hi, and welcome to the Daisy Take. I'm your host, Daisy Elizabeth, and I want to welcome you to Murdered and Missing Monday. As you know, every Monday on the Daisy Take, I do Murdered and Missing Monday. I want to give a voice to the Indigenous community. I think that it's all of our responsibility. If one sister goes missing, it's all of our responsibility. And I say that every week, and that is my mantra, because it's all of our responsibility. And that's where I'm going to leave that. Information for today's podcast comes from FBI.gov, GallupSun.com, KKTV.com. This episode contains subject matters that may be sensitive to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Adriana Wren, she is new on there. I just saw her on the FBI list. Date of birth is November 30th, 1989, female. Last date of contact was February 16th, 2022. If you have any information, please contact FBI.gov or your local law enforcement agency. And if you have any information or found out that she's been found, please let me know. I cannot find any information on her. Nothing at all. So I would like to know, that's the most frustrating thing for me, is when the FBI has a website for missing Indigenous, murdered Indigenous people. Can we please put more information? Because when I can't find any more on the internet, it's very, very frustrating. So if you have any information, please contact FBI.gov or your local law enforcement. Carrie Ann Lee, the Gallup police are asking for the public's help in locating Carrie Ann Marie Lee, 27. She's 5'6" tall and weighs about 130 pounds. She has shoulder length, brown hair, and brown eyes. And she was last seen on January 1st at her residence in Gallup around 3 p.m. She was last seen wearing a black hoodie, blue jeans, and maroon Vans. According to Gallup Police Department Facebook post, Carrie Ann is possibly in Gallup area or Red Hills Trailer Park on the Colonial Motel. Or the Colonial Motel. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to call dispatch at 505-722-2002. So please, if you have any information, you can get on FBI.gov or please call the dispatch at 505-722-2002. Kezia Nota. And I hope that I'm pronouncing her name correctly. If I'm not, I apologize. It's Kezia Nota. Date of birth is December 11, 2017. A female. Last date of contact was January 30th, 2024. Now, if my calculations are correct, this little girl is probably about 6 or 7. I have not heard, but her date of birth is 2017, and she was, last date of contact was 2024. I can't find anything if she's been found, or I go to the missing persons website of New Mexico, and it tells me the connection is not private, so it does not let me go on there. I have no idea why. So if you have any information, please contact FBI.gov or your local law enforcement or 911. Now that's a child that's missing. I think that needs to take priority. Not that the other people aren't important, because they are. They most definitely are. Kimberlina Yellowhair. The Navajo Nation president is asking for the public's help in locating this 34-year-old woman. A missing persons poster was shared by the Navajo Division of Public Safety for 34-year-old Kimberlina Yellowhair. She was last seen by her family leaving Chinle Chibito, Arizona on October 6th. And I know I did not say that right. I do apologize. Now, this is located on the northwest side of the Navajo Nation. If you have any information on her location, you're asked to call 928-697 or 5600. Also, you can contact your local law enforcement, FBI.gov, or 911. And that is all I have for today. I'm very frustrated because I look at all these cases and sometimes I only have a short sentence on these people, just their stats. And it's very, very frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. So if you have any information on the people that I've talked about, please contact FBI.gov, your local law enforcement, or the numbers that I gave you. I want to thank you for joining me for Murdered and Missing Monday on the Daisy Take. And I really appreciate you joining me every week, even though it's a small span of time. This is very, very important to me. And every Monday, I will do Murdered and Missing Monday. Because I know that these people need to be brought home. They're beautiful, wonderful, loving people who have families that need to have them home. I hope that you all have a wonderful week. And I will see you on Friday for the Daisy Take. Be kind to one another. Love you. Bye.